WJTL, Matt Carney's Air I Breathe. Hey, good morning to you. Happy Thursday, 720.
Weather-wise today, another sunny one in the forecast. A high around 84 degrees. Tonight, increase in clouds and a low of 56. Tomorrow, looking partly cloudy, a high of 82. Sunny skies over the weekend. Saturday, sunny with a high of 87. Sunday's high, 85 degrees. Right now in Lancaster, 56 degrees. In Harrisburg, 58.
Our very special guest, Chris Wilson, with us, the Director of Advancement at Mount Hope Nazarene Retirement Community. Chris, good morning again.
Hi, good morning
so
again.
So great to have you here. Tell us all about Mount Hope.
Yeah, so Mount Hope is a 50-bed skilled nursing facility with a rehab on site and a couple cottages. We are in the little section of Mannheim that is off of 72 Cider Press, Shoemaker, and Mount Hope Home Road. It's at 3026 Mount Hope Home Road.
And it's been there for a long
forever.
Time.
It started as 1969.
Crazy.
As most Mannheim people know it as the Dunkard Home.
Right.
Is the way that it would have started. And then the Effort of Grace Point Nazarene Church became involved in about 2007.
Yeah.
And took it over. And it's just a great place, great care, great staff, very missional in what we do, our work in ministry.
And
seniors.
You were telling us that, you know, aging, dementia affects everybody, and at different ages, different stages of our life.
It really does. We have our banquet coming up here next Saturday on September 21st at Mannheim Brethren in Christ Church. They're on 54 North Penryn Road. Doors open at 5 p.m., but it is a very, very special evening. It's most fun event for me in the year of the calendar because it's just a great time. It's a great time for the community to come together, families, personal stories, sharing. This year, we have especially two very special guests. One is Tillman Grandstaff. His father is a resident at Mount Hope, and he's young. You know, he's in his early 60s. And on the other end of the spectrum, we have Evie Booker, who she and her husband both actually worked at Mount Hope when it was the Dunkard Home. So it goes way back and kind of full circle for Ken. He ended up being a resident at Mount Hope and he passed away just a little bit ago. So Evie's sharing her story about being able to work at Mount Hope, contribute to the work and mission, and then what it was like to, you know, have her spouse be a resident there. And Tillman, on the other hand, is a young dad with a family and, you know, baby just over 1 year old.
Wow.
And so, yeah, dementia doesn't really, and some of the aging doesn't really pick as to who, you know, it affects so much of us in so many parts of society. And so that's going to be the story sharing part of Mount Hope at the banquet next Saturday at Mannheim BIC. The other parts of it are a delicious catered meal, one of my favorite spots of the banquet. And then we have just some updates about, we mentioned earlier about our campus, the building expansion project with the independent living cottages. We'll have a little update on where we're at on fundraising with that. And then we go into our themed baskets and experiences fundraising event.
And Chris, we're showing Liam and I pictures of her home. Her home is filled with theme baskets. So much so that her daughter is saying, "Where do I eat supper?" Because you're just sitting at the table making baskets every night.
That is pretty much it. That is pretty much it.
So who are some of the theme baskets? What are some of the auction items that are going to be there?
I'm going to just say, you're not going to want to miss this event on Saturday night because, what is it, like 105 days till Christmas or something like that?
Whoa.
I mean, I know, right? Here you go. You've got all of your baskets. They are wrapped. They have bows on.
And they're beautiful.
You saw them all in
my
house.
And they're filling your house.
They literally are. There's over 70 items up that you will be available to bid on. There's also a smoker, a grill, a fire pit, and handcrafted cornhole boards.
Wow.
There's a lot of very high-end, really good stuff.
Can people see the auction items online?
So we don't have that capability online, but I've been sending mass emails around.
Cool.
And so
good for you.
If you are connected to Mount Hope in any way with my email, I think we'll give that information a little later on how to reach out to me. You can definitely see all of the baskets. But that is a really great time. John Hess is doing our part of that where he's leading the bidding and the experiences. And he said just such a good word. People who come to this type of a banquet at Mount Hope have it already in their heart to want to support the work and ministry of Mount Hope and to give in this way. So, and he does an excellent job.
Mount Hope Nazarene Retirement Community having their banquet at Mannheim BIC. It's next Saturday, September 21st. Do people need reservations or tickets ahead of time?
Not necessarily. I mean, you can RSVP. There is an RSVP date by this Saturday, the 14th. But, you know, we know how plans change and things get canceled and new things come in. So I would definitely say we are going to have a lot of seating available. So please come. It's in the warehouse, the gymnasium part of Mannheim Brethren in Christ Church. It's the entrance off of North Penryn Road.
Right. How can people get in touch with you to get reservations?
First, I'll give my cell phone out. It's probably the easiest, which is crazy over the air, right? It's 717-682-8026. You can definitely call or text me. My email is advancement@mthope, which is H-O-P-E, Nazarene. org. And so please email or call I'm trying to think. Just come. Just show up. We take cash, card, or check. There's lots of ways to buy and bid.
Lots of auction items. A great night to hear the testimonies of how God is at work at Mount Hope Nazarene Retirement Community. It's happening next Saturday, September 21st, Mannheim BIC. Go to mthopenazarene.org for all that info. Chris, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
We
Always
loved having
pleasure.
You here. Of Back course. To the music we go. Here's Switchfoot. This is Gone, WGJTL.